The chair of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, the BHTA, Rene Coppin, remains firmly of the view that there should have been greater consultation between government and the BHTA about the weekend hike in taxi fares. She was responding to criticism that the hoteliers were opposing the increases, the first for taxi drivers at the airport in 15 years, while they themselves have been free to jack up their own prices as they please.
It is fairly fallacious, I think, to compare buying a beer at a West Coast establishment or booking a Mother's Day lunch to, which is a matter of choice and market forces. I can choose not to go to a West Coast establishment and drink their beer. I can choose not to patronize a Mother's Day luncheon. However, when something is gazetted and enforced by the laws of Barbados, the choice is then removed. And I want to state very clearly that the BHTA is fully supportive of an increase to the taxi fares, fully supportive. And in fact, when I speak to my members who are in the hotel sector, many of them will speak to the fact that they were paying already above tariff because there was the recognition that there was a need to ensure that taxis were, and they were charging, that they were fairly remunerated. However, the request that the BHTA has made on behalf of its members, and these members are not the hotel members, because for the most part, the tariffs will go into force across the sector in the way that they are intended. So hotels and taxis charging hotels, et cetera, for pickups will be charging at the new rates. What this has tremendous implications for is our destination management companies. And these companies are in contracts with tour operator partners, big partners like TUI and Virgin and BA Holidays, who bring thousands of persons to Barbados. And they are charged with providing transfers to those persons. For the crews, they're charged with air to seaport and reverse. And for the hotels, they're charged with bringing them from the airport to the hotel and to return them to the airport when they finish their stay. And those bookings are, for the most part, made in advance. And so they would have contracted rates and be in contracts where rates are enforced that they now are going to see in many cases doubled or more, because the rates have had the rates that we, when we did our analysis, we're seeing moves from around 69% to 150% of what obtained before. And while it is fair to say that we knew this was coming because this discussion has been in the public forum for some time, the reality of the lack of consultation with the industry as to the timing and quantum of this is what is lacking. And it's unfortunate that we are forced then to be in a public space and having these discussions publicly. So I don't want to get into a match with anyone, particularly someone who may not be fully aware of all of the circumstances surrounding how the industry works. But I want to focus primarily on ensuring that Barbadians are aware, because we need the buy-in of Barbadians in understanding the industry to ensure that the industry can be successful. We are fully supportive of the increase. We may not agree with quantum in some instances, but we are fully supportive of taxi drivers getting an increase in their rate. What we have a challenge with and what we are speaking to is where persons are in contracts for services at fixed rates, that there be some delay in implementation to allow for renegotiation of those contracts. And that speaks primarily to our destination management companies who are moving. I have one member that moves 3,500 persons in a day. Understand the massive ramifications of this increase to an operator like that. So, some of the discourse is unfortunate. As I said, it's a bit fallacious, but we want to try to ensure that persons are armed with the information so that they can understand why we are pushing and lobbying for this. And I also want to add to that, that the last tariff that was declared on the 30th of July, I believe it was 2006, spoke to a phased implementation of the increases. It was done over 3 years. We were basically told via the media that this change was going to be made and it's going to be made effective the next day. There is no business person that can plan for that. So we are just speaking to a reasonableness that we're asking for in relation to how this is implemented.
Chair of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Rene Coppin. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.